Fortunately, you have just tuned in to The Good Stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're driving or if you're just sitting at home or whatever you've got going on, I encourage you to take 5 minutes and just listen for a little bit and enjoy this time to have a little bit of The Good Stuff.
Early May, for a lot of you folks, you remember, it's the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale in Mile City, Montana. And this coming weekend, May 4th and 5th, is Derby Day races. They'll have live Churchill Downs simulcast of the Kentucky Derby. Starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday with some full day of live horse races. And then also, Sunday, May 5th, 1 o'clock, another full day of live horse races and live Churchill Downs simulcast there as well. Don't miss the Kentucky Derby, part of the kickoff events for the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale this weekend. Go to buckinghorsesale.com for schedule and tickets.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark. Every edition, a revelation. Agriculture may be our focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy. A steadfast convention from the first publication to the latest issue. Continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News.
Kim, have you ever heard of a Quiet Trails designation?
I have, but only recently, because guess what?
There's only one of them in the Northern Hemisphere, and there's only two in the world. From Quiet Trails International, one of them is along the Niobrara Scenic River, right here in Cherry County. So check that out, plus many things like canoeing, kayaking, Merritt Reservoir for fishing, and international dark skies as well. Visit Valentine.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board would like to host you.
Indeed. Hey, I've got a couple more Valentine Police Report updates, Mike.
Okay.
All right. I've got this one. Was a special assignment was reported on. Did you know that they sometimes have archaeological disputes to contend with? Who knew? This issue was not covered at the police academy. And another report. So you are admitting to stealing the bike. This, of course, is about theft. Yes. Where did you take it from? I don't know. You know, that makes no sense, right? Yes. The search continues.
Uh-oh.
And I'll wrap it up with theft of an automobile. Car shopping as an adult is an adventure. Car shopping as a child means someone was not paying attention. Keep track of your youngsters who are still in diapers.
There, ooh, geez.
I know.
This one came in from Carolyn. A little boy walked to and from school daily. Though the weather that morning was questionable and clouds were forming, he made his daily trek to the elementary school. As the afternoon progressed, the winds whipped up, along with thunder and lightning. The mother of the little boy felt concerned that her son would be frightened as he walked home from school, and she feared that the electrical storm might harm her child. Following the roar of thunder, lightning would cut through the sky like a flaming sword. Full of concern, the mother quickly got into her car and drove along the route to her child's school. As she did so, she saw her little boy walking along. But at each flash of lightning, the child would stop, look up, and smile. Another and another flash were to follow quickly. And with each flash, the little boy would look at the streak of light and smile. When the mother's car drew up beside the child, she lowered the window and called to him. "What are you doing? Why do you keep stopping?" The child answered, "I'm trying to look nice. God keeps taking my picture."
Oh.
So may God bless you today as you face the storms that come your way, and don't forget to smile.
That's right.
Thanks, Carolyn, for sending that in. It's called God Through a Child's Eyes.
I love it. Rules of success. This is from humorous quotes from the business world. Rules of success. Trust only those who stand to lose as much as you when things go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And if people listened to themselves more often, they would talk less.
You might not sound as intelligent as you think.
Yep. Some executives call passing the buck delegating authority.
And that's one way to look at it, yeah.
Yep. And here's the golden rule according to business. He who has the gold makes the rules.
I have heard that. I think I've seen that on a bumper sticker sometime.
Yep.
Kind of like one of those that says, he who has the most toys but dies is still dead. Right?
And did they win? Who knows? They died.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Keep listening to this great little radio station for more of the good stuff.